Guys, what did Elon Musk say about dystopian San Fran fentanyl? And I'm here to praise the hip-hop futuristic avant-gardist Missy Elliott and her induction in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this Friday, November 3rd. Congratulations to Missy. Here comes the intro music.
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Didi LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is? Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey guys, Didi Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your episode, this is well over 1,000 episodes here. Thank you so much for being here on a warm Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. And it is warm. The temperatures were in the 70s Fahrenheit. So our Indian summer, aka Native American summer, continues on. If you didn't know that San Francisco does not have regular seasons here, the fall is our summer, et cetera, et cetera. And happy birthday, of course, to all of my birthday babies, wherever you are throughout the world. I hope you have a beautiful birthday party. Get your celebration on, sweetheart. Let me just roll into talking about Elon Musk a little bit. He dropped some bams, some big truth bams on Joe Rogan's podcast. Joe Rogan arguably would be the most popular podcaster in the Western world. I don't know what's going on in India or Indonesia or Russia or in Europe, but I say he's the most famous American podcaster. Elon Musk came and said the reason why he bought Twitter is to halt the San Francisco mind virus that has allowed downtown San Francisco. If you didn't know, guys, I am here to demystify dystopian San Fran fentanyl, that well-deserved nickname. Elon Musk bought Twitter to halt the San Francisco-style mind virus from continuing to infect the world. I say kudos to him about that. He said something significant which made sense to me. Now, if you didn't know, I'm here. I started this platform April 2020 to demystify the dystopia that happened with the C-19 shenanigans. We had a very extreme, draconian quarantine lockup. The old San Francisco basically is being demolished. We've got a new San Francisco. It is not the city that it was. It's still beautiful, but it's not that funky, fresh, hippy dippy San Francisco that it was before March 17th, 2020, which is why I started this platform. I digress. Elon Musk said that the zombification, I call it the junkie apocalypse, mentally ill drug addicts. Elon Musk said the zombification of downtown San Francisco is about the extinction of civilization. I agree with him. I know it sounds heavy. San Francisco has to be seen to be believed. I don't care if you came here 5 years ago. I don't care if you came here 20 years ago. I don't care if your mama was born here. If you haven't been to San Francisco in the past 3 years, you ain't seen nothing, honey. This must be seen to be believed. It is literally a killing field. The last show that I did, and then I'll be talking about Missy shortly, I was crying because a cat had a fentanyl overdose. Some junkies got a cat. Ah, children. I'm tenderhearted. I admit I'm tenderhearted. I used to be called a crybaby when I was a child. Little black girls necessarily aren't socialized to be so vulnerable and emotional, but because of my off-curriculum rating, I knew that it was A-okay for me to cry, although we were told not to cry. Doesn't that suck? That's why fathers are so important. Hey, it's not my fault that my mom and dad divorced and my father decided he didn't want to raise his 7 kids, 6 girls. What kind of man does that? I digress, folks. But this is San Francisco Dam, a psychodramatic solo cast. So Elon Musk is basically trying to save the world from San Fran fentanyl. There, he said it. Go check out the Joe Rogan podcast with Elon Musk. I think it came out, today's the 1st, the 31st. You shall be informed. Now, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Missy Elliott, songwriter, groundbreaking producer, label executive, and video trendsetter. This is true. She's like the backbone of hip hop, as far as I'm concerned. But I'm an old head. I've been listening to hip hop rap since it began. You know, Sugar Hill Gang, blah blah blah. But back to Missy. She established herself in the 90s and the 2000s as an in-demand songwriter and producer. She founded her own record label as a platinum-selling solo star. She forged new paths for women in the music industry and society at large. The sister is avant-garde as hell. To me, she was body positive with all this woke propaganda. She was unapologetic about her size. She didn't go around crying, "Nobody likes me because I'm fat. Nobody likes me." That's bull. Listen, that's bull. Especially now, when she came out, she was full figured and she kept doing her thing with no neurotic whining. I love Missy Elliott. Her debut album, Super Duper Fly. Oh my God, 1997. Oh, I love Missy Elliott. All right. Super Duper Fly, 1997, established her sound, futuristic production, jarring distortions, and her very unique rap style. She would sing, sometimes it would seem like nonsense. She'd sing backwards, sing song, jagged syncopations, and a signature urban southern drawl. This woman is unique, and I gotta tell you this right now. I've been a fan of hers before 1997. Her music puts me in touch with my sisterhood, she puts me in touch with my roots, puts me in touch with my DNA family. I'm one of the middle younger kids, so I have these big sisters. One of my late sisters, I'll protect her privacy, although she's deceased. Missy Elliott reminds me a lot of my sister, very, very jovial, that joie de vivre, very enthusiastic and brave and cute and bold. She reminds me of one of my big sisters, y'all, who is no longer with us. So, I am sort of like a gushy fangirl. I own it. I'm from Wisconsin. I own it. I am not ashamed of being vulnerable. When I like you, you know it. And I would go and talk to her on Twitter. And I kept talking to her like, "I love you. I love your music. I listen to your music all the time in San Francisco." In fact, I'm a nocturnal artist. And when I had this Pink open to the public art studio, and I would be in this entire building by myself. It's down at 9th and Folsom. And I'd be blasting Missy Elliott. And it made me feel like I have my sisters around me. I digress. So, I kept praising her. And that's what I do. Some celebrities don't get it. She is a great social media celebrity. She actually talks to people. She replies to people. She's talked to me several times. Guys, I know this seems silly. It might seem silly to some people. Missy Elliott follows me on Twitter. She followed me back. I have to say that I cried. That's the first time I ever cried about Twitter. When Missy Elliott followed me back on Twitter, I cried, y'all. What? I'm in touch with my femininity. Now, her subsequent albums, including Miss E, So Addictive. I like that one. That was in 2021. Kind of paranoid. And her self-produced The Cookbook in 2005. She took the weird and she made it not only accessible, but she was the most sought after sound in hip hop and R&B. Now, she was really well known for her video aesthetic. All right. She would do things like have a detached head. She sang in that big, black inflatable onesie. You guys know that she looked like the Michelin Man, his black, shiny, onesie. Everything's exaggerated with a fisheye lens. And the name of that song is The Rain, when she had on that vinyl black onesie. I kind of get choked up when I think about her, because what she did, when you stay in your lane and you craft your own thing, you're going to get some hate. You're going to get people ripping you off, especially us black people, this black women. Black women creators are some of the most bitten creators on the planet. They'll watch what we do. Some don't have the sense to say, "Oh, I think you're great," and I'll try to rip you off. And all we could do is keep going, y'all. She was the first woman rapper inducted in the Songwriters Hall of Fame and the first to earn the MTV Video Vanguard Award. Among her other accolades are four Grammys, two honorary doctorates, and the Woman's Entrepreneurship Day Music Pioneer Award given by the United Nations. United Nations gave Missy Elliott an award. She also holds the record. I know I'm getting choked up for her. She also holds the record for the most platinum albums by a woman rapper at six. Six platinum albums. She's produced and or written songs for a who's who of stars from Aaliyah, Rest in Paradise, to Beyonce, to Eminem, and Lizzo. She also did a Gap commercial with Madonna where she did the splits. Missy Elliott knows how to do the splits. Congratulations, Missy, for picking up your honor and being inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Friday, November 3rd, 2023. Yes, I'm choking up for her. You deserve it, my dear. You deserve it. Hi, everybody. That's why you listen, because you know you're going to get a real Dee Dee style. Thank you so much for listening. Again, this has been your show for a warm Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. Happy birthday to all of my birthday babies. Check out Elon Musk on Joe Rogan's podcast. They came out the 31st of October. You're going to hear him drop those bombs about why he bought Twitter and what's going on here in San Fran. Fentanyl, you know, Twitter is just a very short walk from where I am recording your show right now. And again, congratulations to the great one, Missy Elliott. Thank you for listening, everybody. I love you. I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco, damn.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LeFrak. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.